Modern Konami, everything you touch, you turn to shit. So, after years, years, and years of development hell and limbo, Silent Hill F is finally released. It sucks. Are you honestly surprised at this point? After Silent Hill, The Last Message, and Downpour, and Homecoming, and all this other fucking bullshit, every Silent Hill entry just continuously gets worse. The first four games are all you need. Everything else? Nah. Just fanfiction bullshit. No more is that evident than this. So, this takes place in 1960s Japan, and yeah, already we're missing the entire point. Why is this a Silent Hill title? Silent Hill in the games takes place in America. America. What the fuck does Japan have to do with Silent Hill? Where the hell even are we? Anyway, you play as this schoolgirl, Hinako, who gets pressured into all of these expectations back then in the time period about being a woman, knowing her place, gain to a man with status and such, get pregnant, get lots of babies, and what does this have to do with anything? Nothing. So, you basically meander about in this town, going with your friends, and then, oh no! The Silent Hill fog influence comes around, and the whole shit just goes down, and killing people, making them disappear, turning them to monsters, monsters also appear, and then it's revealed that your friends are not really your friends at all, are just petty bitches. And one of them is basically a drug dealer who gets you hopped up on drugs. I'm not even kidding. One of the endings is basically one of Hinako's friends giving her pills that basically makes her hallucinate the whole thing. So in that ending, all of the Silent Hill stuff never happens. And he basically just disguised all of the painkillers that he gave her as basically hallucinogenic drugs. Is this supposed to be the Glofidus? That is a huge stretch. No, I refuse. And oh my god. Okay, so before I shit on this whole thing because that's apparently what I love doing, let's get into the positives. Music? Great. Graphics? Gorgeous. Voice acting? Pretty good. And the setting of a haunted Japanese town is interesting, if a little bit cliché, like everything else. But I can see what they were going for here, but yeah, that's pretty much all the praise I got going for it. Everything else sucks. The characters are so one-dimensional and so generic and bland. And there's just nothing here. Silent Hill prides itself on good storytelling and character-driven stories, and there's just nothing here. You already know what's going to happen with Hinako from beginning to end, and all the rest of her shitty friends don't even matter. Absolutely none. Because in some endings, they just flat out disappear. I don't know what happened to them, and I don't even think the game itself cares. And even then, the biggest sin of all, it's not scary. Why? Because it's basically Silent Hill Dark Souls Edition. And I know people keep denying it, and especially Konami, but are you fucking kidding me? Even me, who has never played Dark Souls or Elden Ring, but I have seen the gameplay of Dark Souls and Elden Ring, can tell you that it is exactly like that. Only it operates like shit. Because the hit detection, the dodging mechanics sort of don't work, but they sort of do. It's kind of 50-50. But you have a whole myriad of weapons. You have the degradation system from Homecoming and Origins again. God damn it, I wish this would go away, because we don't need that shit. You have the upgrade system to increase your attack and durability with RPG-like mechanics. What the hell is this game doing? I honestly don't know. It's all over the damn place. It has no clue what it even wants to be. And you basically just kick the shit out of all of these monsters and bosses. I'm sorry, how am I supposed to be scared of them when I could basically just do this? Oh, and I forgot to mention, I don't even care if there's spoilers at this point because I already spoiled everything. Because it's a fucking Silent Hill game. You know what you're in here for. Anyway, Later on, you encounter this fox mask guy who gives you a fox arm, and I'm not even kidding here. You basically shred the shit out of all of these enemies and monsters. Oh, good. So I have a permanent weapon that never breaks, which completely defeats the entire point of, you know, survival horror. What the fuck is even going on? As soon as I saw the gameplay footage and stuff with the combat, I knew right then and there, and I fucking called it. Oh no, this is not a Silent Hill game. They got us again. They fucking did it again. God damn it. They did it with Homecoming. They did it with Downpour. They did it with The Last Message. And they did it here. Why do they keep doing this? Stop it. Stop clickbaiting your audience. Fuck. Anyway, I digress. So, yeah, combat sucks. The gameplay and pacing is even worse, because half the time, the puzzles really don't make any kind of sense and are just poorly worded or translated, which is surprising. Because at least with some of the puzzles in the previous games, you can at least understand what they're trying to say or what it's hinting at. Here? Nope. It's either basically gibberish, broken English, or just outright nonsense. Or all of the above. I really don't know how this passed quality control. I really don't. But, yeah. Alright, now. The endings. One of the endings, if not all of them, really make absolutely no sense. So, I already established the first ending, the drug dealing ending, which is the bad one. Basically, all of it was a hallucination made by these drugs that Hinako's friend gave her, disguised as painkillers, but actually hallucinogenic drugs, and all of the shit never happened. So they're just watching her lose her shit out of absolutely nothing and making her a complete joke, and possibly send her to the psych ward. The other endings really don't make any kind of sense. So in one ending, basically, the whole influence happened is because of this fox demon yokai guy who possesses this one guy wearing a fox mask. And I'm not even kidding, the entire plot hinges around this fox demon trying to bang this girl and wants him to be his bride. I am not even fucking kidding. What? Again, I repeat, this is not a Silent Hill game. All subtlety went out the fucking window. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, you basically beat the crap out of this guy and you escape with one of your childhood friends, but oh no, the Silent Hill fog influence is here, and apparently also is toxic and causes hallucinations. And so they have to have a city-wide evacuation, and basically make the whole town abandoned while people kill themselves. That's basically what's going on. The true good ending is that if you did everything right and basically just ostracize your shitty friends because they were never your friends to begin with, you exorcise the demon from the fox mask guy, and then, I'm not even kidding, you and your other self with the fox arm, yes, there's two Hinakos now, what? What the fuck is this game doing? Anyway, in this Dark Souls final battle, because that's basically what it is, you basically kick the shit out of the fox demon and his human counterpart with both Hinakos. I'm just... My brain cells are dying. Oh my god, this is so fucking awful. Why did they do this? Oh my god. So, yeah, you basically kill them. The whole nightmare world, other world, whatever the fuck this place is, collapses, you escape with the other Hinako, and she basically talks to her alter self from the other world with the fox arm. This is so fucking stupid. What is happening? It makes me feel like I'm having a stroke just describing the absurdity of this. But no, this is basically what happens. And you know what really kills me? This is made by Ryu Kishi, the guy who made Higurashi When They Cry. How the fuck did he go from that to this? This is some of the worst fucking writing I have ever seen and ever read in my life. Nothing about this works. I really feel like you accomplish absolutely nothing. So you manage to escape the town. There's no other people here. Hinako is basically figuring out what she wants to do with her life in the future, and who fucking cares, because this has nothing to do with Silent Hill or any of its themes whatsoever. And I'm just wondering, what happened to the people in the town? Are they dead? Is the fog still there? Did it just fuck off? Or is that going to be the new Silent Hill place? I honestly don't know. And I don't think the game knows either, or really cares for that matter. And what really doesn't get me is that this game has such high glowing reviews. I'm talking about 9s, 8s, 7s, 3, 4 out of 5 stars and shit. What fucking game have they been playing? And they say, this is the definitive Silent Hill experience. Fuck off. Fuck right off. You obviously have not played the past games. No, this is not the definitive Silent Hill experience. In fact, this is the worst Silent Hill experience ever, because it strays even further from the source material. Oh my god. Nobody knows how to make a Silent Hill game anymore. No one. Absolutely none. This is a terrible time to be a Silent Hill fan. We are fucked. We are absolutely fucked. Oh my god. So, yeah, this game sucks. It has good music, good graphics, decent voice acting, both Japanese and English. Some of the settings and stuff can work, but the biggest problems is the pacing, the writing, the characterization that's non-existent, and the story that's just so fucking bloated and stupid and so goddamn generic. I can't believe that they got the guy who made Higurashi, who wrote all that stuff, to be in this and give him the most generic fucking shit to work with. What a complete waste of time. You know what? I called it. I had absolutely no hopes for this game. Absolutely none. Because it's modern Konami. They are the masters of fucking everything up. Have you not seen their track record? And yeah, this just proves it. So, I reiterate what I said probably before. I don't remember. Who cares? Silent Hill's dead. It has been dead for years. Only the first 4 games matter. Everything else? Nope. None. Doesn't count. None of it matters. So, yeah. That's pretty much it. If you like this game, God only knows why. I don't understand. And I frankly don't care. I don't care what anyone has to say. This is not Silent Hill. This is Silent Dark Souls. That's basically what it is. Fuck Konami.